It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh yeah, better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this, guys being dudes, here on the Draft Dudes Podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Friday edition of the show, where we are continuing Tier Maker Thursday and discussing the NFC uniforms on today's podcast. Kyle, welcome.
Erroneous. It's Tier Maker Friday. I don't know when this happened, but it's become Tier Maker Thursday and Friday. Last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, because we talked about AFC uniforms for 45 minutes yesterday.
Are we going to do that again here?
We'll find out.
I think we should make it our goal not to, but not promise that we won't, so we don't disappoint anyone.
We'll talk about them as best we can.
I'm feeling 34 minutes today.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take it right now.
All right, lock it in, folks. You got 33 minutes left to draft dudes.
All right. Did you want to maybe talk about a player that you recently watched that you don't like?
No.
Don't want to get into that?
No, I don't understand why you're so desperate for me to tell you who I didn't like.
It's because you don't want to tell me, and I don't understand it.
I told you, I just like having secrets that I can drop at future times, and the time is not now. And the fact that you're irritated about it is going to make me withhold this information even longer.
I just want to know if it's a player that I've seen.
No comment. I can't give you any clues. I'll tell you who it is if you let me tell you the ending of Game of Thrones.
No.
Why would that bring you joy? You watching the show has brought me joy.
Right. And all I want to know is one question. Who this player is that you watched yesterday that you said everyone thinks is good, but you don't?
Jobon, or whatever you call that character on Game of Thrones.
Jorah.
Joe Marino's watched 52 episodes of 62. Game of Thrones. No, you're on season 6.
Oh, you know I'm not a math guy.
Yep. 52.
Yep.
And Joe, I think Jorah Mormont's been in 52 consecutive episodes, and Joe has not been able to name his name right for 52 episodes. It's amazing.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's just the one I struggle with, man.
NFC East?
Yep. Let's do it.
Before we get the people hanging up the lines here?
Yep.
NFC East. Let's talk about Washington, Joe. I want to get your impression of Washington as a uniform kit.
It's good. It's not. Remember, the tiers are elite, great, good, and trash. I have it in the good tier. I feel like this is somewhat hypocritical because I've praised some of the more classic uniforms that haven't experienced much overhaul over a long course of time. And I like them. I don't necessarily like this one that much. I think maybe it's because I love some of their alternate uniforms better than what they
were. Arrowhead.
No, I wouldn't say that one.
That helmet.
I like the yellow helmet. I like when they get that R logo more involved. I don't know. I just feel like this is like what I talked about with the Chiefs yesterday. It's a fine classic look, but to me, it's a little bit of a tired classic look.
Here's the deal. because of the insensitivity, this is trash. Redskins are trash.
Really?
Insensitive name. I don't understand why. I actually think their spear helmet is better than the one they have with the what is perceived as a derogatory logo. And I have no Native American background, so I can't tell you if that's offensive or not. I have no right to tell you if that's offensive or not. I enjoy the color scheme with the maroon, the gold, the white. They're good complementary colors. But let's just, like, move on, right? So for me, with the insensitivity that's involved there, I put them in trash because I'd like to see them go.
All right, so you get an opportunity to rename the Washington football franchise. Do you have the new mascot picked out?
Nothing immediately comes to mind. We could do something with something politics related.
Yeah.
The generals.
Yeah, I guess.
The admirals.
All right, let's move on.
I don't have anything good, sorry.
Yeah,
I wish I did.
I noticed. That's why I was like, I got to move on here.
Do you?
No, I didn't, but I asked the question.
Oh, touche. All right. Mahalo, Joe. Let's talk about the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are a great combo. I really like the visualization on the helmet with the spread of wings, kind of a look that you – who had it first, them or Oregon? I guess the Eagles had it first, right?
I would guess, yeah. I have no idea, though.
The visual of the bird's wings on the eagle or on the helmet is super cool. I wish they went back to Kelly Green. They'd be elite if they still had Kelly Green. But instead, they kind of have this forest green, but they complement it well with black and white, so it really makes the numbers pop on the uniforms. I like that they invoke the logo, the actual bird logo, so you're getting multiple layers of the eagle. The bird's on the shoulder pads. The wings are on the helmet. It's being held back by that dark green, kind of like what we talked about with the Jets yesterday on the podcast.
I have them in the great tier as well. You did a good job summarizing them. I think I wanted to just emphasize and state one of my favorite things about this entire kit is how they have the wings on the helmet, but then, like you said, they bring out that other logo there for their shoulder. And I think it's a really good job of layering two symbols that are identifiable with their brand. And yeah. I think the color scheme's pretty good. I do agree with you. Those Randall Cunningham with some of those silver accents are pretty nice too, man. But, right. But this is still great.
All right. Dallas Cowboys, a tale as old as time. We're talking about iconic uniforms, right? There's nothing too flashy going on. The star is one of the more identifiable logos in all of football. This is one of those looks that the silver pants works. I like. I like also when they go with the navy tops and they can go silver pants or they can go white pants with those too. And I think that looks super sharp as well. So I like the color combination. I do think the uniforms themselves are a little blasé, and because of that, they're great for me. They're not elite.
Yeah, I have them as great as well. I mean, one of the most recognizable brands in all of football, of all of sports. And I wouldn't deviate much from this. I think they've tried in the past. Like, remember like those, was it like Drew Bledsoe with those big, or maybe it was Troy Aikman with those big stars on the shoulder pads and stuff? Like, now that was when they just got out of control. This, what they have going, is one of those transcendent type looks you can imagine these uniforms playing in the 60s. You can imagine them playing in 2035. Good color scheme. It works. It's great. Nothing that makes me say elite, but it's definitely great.
Did you like their old school color rush? It was like all white, and then they had like navy blue on the shoulder pads, and they had the big box lettering. It's a different look for them.
I'm looking it up right now. The Cowboys color rush. Oh, no. Not a fan.
Yeah. Don't mess with the classic look.
Right, yeah. This is another way you can mess this up.
And then we also have The New York Giants, Joe. I'll let you go first on this one.
Let me see here. Where do I have the Giants? I have them good. I'll tell you this. There's times where me, and I look at football jerseys for like 10 hours a day, right, watching football and stuff. And there are times where I'll see somebody wearing a Giants jersey in public, and I'll be like, what team is that? Just because it's – I mean, it's about as boring of a jersey. I mean, yeah. This is like – this is a blue uniform with a white number with literally nothing else to it. And while I can appreciate simplicity, I need something. Give me some red accents. Give me something here. Boring NY logo. It's just boring. And what's redeeming about it is it's red, white, and blue, which is pretty much something you can't fail with. But this literally could not be more boring. And I'm not necessarily always a fan. I don't like super busy uniforms either, but this one just misses the mark.
Their white color rush uniforms are elite.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are. But
they're beautiful.
Right.
Because they kind of invoke like the same thing with the Buffalo Bills.
Sure. Yeah.
With the red, white, and blue, and how the red really accent and pops. But as you said, just the plain tops and bottoms is a colored shirt. Sick. Sweet. You got a pink. You want to wear a penny too? Just like take you all the way back to middle school and junior high. I love the helmet look. I like the Giants block text better than the NY.
Agreed.
But still, the way they do the red helmet stripe, the silver face or the gray face mask on the blue helmet, like I think the helmet's super clean. I love the colors that they have. They're great for me. They're another one of those kind of like iconic looks that hasn't really evolved all that much over the course of their franchise's history. But because they're so plain, they had no chance for me to be an elite uniform.
So you're higher on them than me, at least.
Yeah, I got them in the great tier because right. Those colors are super sharp.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the north. Let's do the Minnesota Vikings first, Joe. I'm going to let you lead off here. Chance to redeem your take from last week or from yesterday.
No, I think you and I see something very different when it comes to purple uniforms. I love the matte helmet, right? Like, I don't know that there's another NFL team that has a matte helmet, which I love. I just feel like purple and yellow is about as difficult of a combination of colors that you can make look really good. And they're fine. I don't have any, like, super hard criticism towards them. I like the matte helmet. They're good.
You want to talk about trash color rush. When the Vikings did all purple and the stripes and the numbers were just straight gold.
Mm.
There's one of Sam Bradford with his hands on his head.
Oh, yeah, these are terrible. These are terrible.
I can't believe they got greenlit, dude.
Wow.
So anyway, the current rendition of the Vikings with the text on the breastplate, they're very clear with the numbers, no trim there. It's just solid white, so it really pops. And they minimize the gold, Joe. They really do. It's just kind of that shoulder trim is where you see it most prevalently. A little bit on the helmet. The helmets are badass. And again, I like the purple look for whatever reason. I think it's really flashy. There's only two teams that invoke it, so it's unique. And this, for me, is one of the elite NFC uniform color combos. I know you don't like purple, but I just think as far as the text, the numbers, the complementary colors, how they just sprinkle in just enough of the gold so that it pops, but it's not like, ew, that's gross. Really, really clean looking uniform. Chicago Bears.
Making me go first on the Bears.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I have – remember, they're not black, Kyle. Do not say the words black with the Bears uniforms. You will be exiled.
Who said they were black?
I think I made the mistake one time, and it was – oh. Yeah, dude, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I have this as a great uniform. Unique color scheme that whatever shade of blue this is with that kind of that orange really pops with it. I love how they accent the orange around the numbers as well as like on the stripes on the shoulders. Classic iconic look. The uniqueness of the color scheme is what puts it into the great tier for me.
Yeah, I agree. This is a great uniform look. Really clean, really simple. I actually really love their throwback uniforms they're wearing this year too, with the exception of the helmet. Helmet looks like shit.
Oh yeah, it says like a million stripes, right?
Yeah, just do one orange stripe across the top and leave everything else blank, and you can like totally prosper with that look.
Yeah, it looked good. Yeah, I saw the images and stuff that came through.
Yeah, they look really sharp. But as far as just the base uniforms, I agree. It's a clean, simple, nothing super flashy. But as you said, like the midnight blue or whatever you want to call it, and then the orange really makes the accents pop on that uniform. Great for me as well. Let's go Green Bay Packers. Joe, this is also a great, timeless uniform combination. We talked about the Cowboys and how that brand is immediately identifiable. So are the Packers, you know, with with the yellow helmets and the logo itself, even though you see it replicated in a lot of different places, the Packers being the one that really owned that first. And another one of those teams that I don't think they – do they wear white pants or is it always yellow?
I think they have recently, and I think it looks really good.
Well, let me get my producer on that.
Yeah. I'm pulling it up myself here.
Oh, they got all white color rushes, yeah.
Yep, I see. I like that when they go all white with the yellow helmet.
Yeah, that looks pretty sharp. But generally speaking, their base package is green top, yellow pant. And then white top, yellow pant.
But I think this is what's great about I have them in the great tier as well, is that I think you can literally take any pant and jersey combination color, and they have, like, it works.
Yes, I think they're one of those ones that can go any combo in it.
Right. Even like as crazy as this sounds, yellow helmet, green jersey, white pants, I think it looks good.
Yes. You can never look bad in white pants. That's like scientific fact.
Now they can take those blue and yellow with like the tan pants. That they can take those and just send them to the moon because those are terrible. Those throwbacks they wear, horrible.
Same with the they've got like I'm looking at one of Brett Hundley here. They played the Ravens in them. They're navy blue, and then like the entire shoulder pads and up is yellow.
That's what I was talking about.
And the helmet's just plain. No, you were talking about the navy blue one with the circle dot with the number in the middle, right?
Also horrible.
Yes. Yeah. So they're anything else other than their iconic look that they've worn since like 1970 is no good. But what they have works. So don't break it.
Right.
We did Bears, Packers. Lions. How about the Lions, Joe? How about the Lions?
Okay, so listen. I have takes about the Lions uniforms. I think the Honolulu blue and silver is a really fun color scheme. The problem with these uniforms is they have no idea how to control the width of some of the stuff that's going on. Like the width of the helmet's stripe is ridiculously wide. The width of the stripe on their silver pants is ridiculously wide. And on their home uniform, like the way that the silver blends with the blue, there needs to be something to accent around those numbers to allow you to see them better. Like there are just some flaws here that they've got to overcome. I think it could be a great uniform, but it's only a good because there are some obvious tweaks here that could easily be made and they don't have those. I mean, it just to me, the flaws I just pointed out are too obvious to not fix.
Put white trim around the number on the blue jersey.
That would be very helpful.
I actually think their best look is their straight away kit.
Yep. No, 100%.
The white top blue pant is a great look. As a whole, I have them in the good tier because as you said, there's a lot that they can just clean up with minor tweaks and like we're cooking with gas because they got a ton of potential.
Cut that helmet stripe in half.
Yes. No, just get rid of it because it's technically three stripes. Get rid of the two smaller stripes on the outside.
Right. Or just none, no stripe at all. But I mean, that is just awkwardly wide.
Yes. And I actually think it's cool that they have the Ford initials on the shoulders too.
Yep. I dig it.
That's really cool. Really cool. So good tier for me as a whole.
That's it for the North, right?
We did all four, yeah. So we're moving to the South. I guess we'll start with the Bucks.
Creamsicles are elite, you know? The creams.
No question. But they don't wear creamsicles.
What are we doing with these? Here's the thing. This is what bothers me so much about the Bucks uniforms is you have a super unique color palette And it's one of the, like, not that the Bucks are like a storied franchise with great success, but they're such an identifiable brand because of like their color scheme is super unique. And what they've put together here is deplorable. The letters, the numbering is just weird and unnecessary. The way that they kind of just like insert those orange bursts underneath the shoulder pads, having a different color on the shoulder pads than the rest of the uniform. It's just trash.
It's chaos.
It's trash.
Fun fact, both their all red and all white color rush uniforms are the best things they have right now.
Outside of the creamsicle.
Well, yeah, because they don't really wear creamsicle.
Right, for whatever reason. But
well, it's because they can't change the helmet color.
I don't understand that.
College teams are allowed to have 12 helmets that they can wear on a single kid, and pro teams for head safety are only allowed to wear one helmet and get one helmet sized all year.
Can't.
What are we doing?
I can't.
It's ridiculous. Bring back the creamsicles full time and prosper. You will win. They should change the face and make it Bruce Arians. I know that's a thing. They photoshopped that. That needs to be the official thing. It needs to be Bucko Bruce, like Bruce Arians is the pirate. You'd win a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, you would. Despite that defense, you would win the Super Bowl.
Yes, you would, because you'd score 60 points a game. Jameis Winston, career year. Carolina Panthers, Joe. I'm going to take this one first because I feel very strongly that the Panthers are one of the elite uniform combinations in football. I'm typically very, very picky with mixing black and blue. It's just like an OCD thing for me. But the baby blue that they have that they stick in with the black looks so good. It's a great color complement. They don't overdo the white. I think it's just really clean. They can wear any combination and it's going to look good. They got that mean looking panther as the logo. This one is one of the tops for me.
I have them in the great tier, Kyle.
Stingy today.
I am.
You are.
Do you know? Okay, two things I want to bring up here about the Panthers uniforms. First of all, have you ever seen where they wear black pants with their blue jerseys?
I take it back. They can't wear anything because I have seen that, and that's bad.
Right. So I needed to address that right off the bat. Otherwise, it's very good. Number two, do you know the Panther logo is like a morph of the two states, North and South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
That's super cool, right? Like, I just don't know as much about other logos, but the fact that they've found a way to like regionalize their mascot or that logo is really, really cool to me. But they're all blacks is really something special. I love when they go that blue jersey with white pants. I think that looks really good with the gray helmet.
No, they're all blues are awesome too.
Am I about to Houston Texans myself again here?
Yep, sounds like it.
Yeah, we're bumping them into the elite tier. Just stay away from that blue-black combination.
Yeah, I mean, they wore it, what, once? They did it for the first time last year?
Yeah, and it, like,
and I think they realized how bad it was, and they said, oh, that's probably why we wouldn't have done that before.
Jesus, man. Like, what is this? This is just funk. It two loud colors like that, and sometimes it works. Like, you think about, like, the Packers, right? They somehow can wear yellow pants and a green jersey, and it works. But this teal and black on the pants jersey thing, that it's just bad.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Hard pass. But the blue on blue is their best look. You can go argue with your cat.
With the silver helmet? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of think silver helmet, blue jersey, white pants is their best thing.
Agree to disagree. That's fine. I respect your opinion to be wrong.
Wait, all black is their best thing.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's definitely
the all true. Baby blue is easily their best look.
No. They got a lot of I mean, it's overall very good.
Yes. They just have one combo they can't wear.
Never.
Let's talk about the Falcons, Joe.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. So I think black and red is probably the best combination of colors you can mixed together. And because of that, I hold what they're trying to do in very high standing. elite color palette, but I just feel like there's some weird busyness going on over like on the shoulders.
Yes.
And that bothers me. That keeps it out of the elite tier for me. Have them in the great tier.
I like when they wear the throwbacks and they do like the red helmet.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And the black jersey. They actually, I'm looking at these now. They used to wear red helmets, white jerseys, and gray pants.
Yep. They used to do red jerseys, red helmet, and white pants as well. I mean, this is a uniform that's been through a lot of different things. And I mean, even at the same time, like I like those, but like, think about like, who was that running back they had? Was it with Jamal Anderson?
Yeah.
Think about like the uniforms with him. I kind of like those too.
Was that when he was there, what, late 90s?
Yeah.
That's when the helmet was black and the Falcon was black, right?
Yep. It's just kind of white. Yeah. Outlined.
White outline.
Yeah.
These are also great for me. As you said, that busyness in the shoulders is too arena football. And it's been like that for a while. If they went back to like a regular like stripe look, they'd be one of the top three uniforms in the NFL, in my opinion.
And they have elite iterations of their look throughout their course of history. It's just like, what are we doing with these shoulders?
Yeah. Why are we stuck on this?
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints, last one in the South.
Is it me first?
I'll take it.
All right.
Because I'm going to tell you, the Saints are elite uniforms. I really love the fleur-de-lis that they got tied in on the helmet. They put them on the shoulder pads as well.
Wait, is that what that's called? You knew that?
Fleur-de-lis, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a cultured man, Joe.
I never knew what that was called.
Yeah. Glad you can learn something on Draft Dudes.
You're just out here dropping that like it's normal that you knew that.
I didn't know it was abnormal to know it.
No, I don't think most people knew what that was.
The color combination that they have, Draft Network colors,
right,
is elite. So naturally, you've got your brand plastered on your shirt, on your helmet. You've got elite colors. They've got some of the sexiest color rush uniforms I've seen. I know that's not really what we're factoring in here, but just acknowledging the color rush that they had was awesome. By and large, elite uniform package.
I have them in the elite tier as well.
Yes.
Black and gold. King. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This invokes good emotions based on their color palette. Obviously, why the Draft Network also adopts this color palette. I love when they go all black, black on black with the gold helmet. Mm-hmm. I don't always love, like, to me, the when they wear the black pants, like it's gold helmet, white jersey, black pants. I don't always love that. And it's because of their sock. They wear like a black sock with it. And I feel like all of their players look short whenever they do that. You know what? Okay. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Oh, it bothers me so much. I'm like, all these Saints players are so short because it's like, from the waist down, it's straight black, and I need some type of an accent on the socks to like make these players look normal to me. But that's my only criticism.
Black on black's a great look. I like their black with what is it? Gold pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I like that look as well. The white on white color rush with the gold numbers was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
White on gold's a great look for them too.
Yes, it is. A lot of potential. So that just leaves us with four left, Joe. We're at 27 minutes. That 34 minute projection's looking pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers, you are up.
It's great. This is the same conversation we've had with a lot of teams so far. Like the Cowboys, for me with the Steelers, what team is escaping? The Bears. All of those types of teams, like classic, works, unique, identifiable brand, has withstood the test of time. I don't have any harsh criticisms. I don't have any reason to put in the elite tier. It's a great NFL uniform.
I agree. I think the red and the helmet as gold gives it a nice pop. The uniforms themselves, much like the Bears, much like the Cowboys, much like the Giants, there's just not a whole lot going on. And that's fine. It's a great look. Arizona Cardinals. They're good, but they're like low good.
Right.
For me personally. I mean, they're pretty vanilla. What are they? They've got some kind of arena accents in these, right? I need to pull up a full.
Yeah. When they have those, their away uniforms are like red shoulder pads with the stripe all the way down.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Why are we doing this?
It's bad, man.
They'd be much better off. Their all reds aren't bad. But still, the helmet is pretty blasé.
The all reds work because that weird side thing's not happening as much on
right.
that. They still have like a...
Because it's the same color. It's still there. It's just the same color.
And they have like that weird flare. Like, what is that random just like white pocket underneath like where your arm socket comes out? Like, I
don't know. Is it supposed to be... Wings? Dude, are they supposed to be feathers on the side?
Brother, I don't know.
Like vertical feathers? I mean, at this point, you might as well just go back to like the Jake Plummer ones.
Right. Right, they're fine. Those were fine.
Right, they're super benign. But
whenever
they got the white on all three of these. They got them on the...
Right.
On the black ones, too.
Right. It's stupid. And that's the thing is like when you're unnecessarily trying to be different, like that's what makes me annoyed with certain things. And then like even like the on the black uniform, there's like weird red outlines
trim.
That are just does not make sense to me.
Yeah. It's like they stitched them all the same way, but like they couldn't just put the same color stitching in there. They had to put the trim on it because they just wanted to sprinkle it in.
Is this a trash uniform? I don't know. It's hard to put them in the same tier as the Bucks.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. They're fine. But they're like, they would be, for me, they'd be 14th. They'd be the last in the good tier. Okay, let's talk Rams. Rams, for me, they need to make up their mind, right? Are you white? Are you gold? Which one are you? The white look bad. I like the gold, kind of like the late 90s look with the gold horns. I love the blue that they wear when they wear their blues and the white or the yellow pants that go with it. It looks good with white pants as well. But when you have, what year was it? Was it Goff's first year that they wore the white horns?
Yeah.
But the numbers and stuff were still gold, like. That was the most egregious sign-off I've ever seen in my entire life. How can you possibly sign off on that? It looked like trash. Now, these are good uniforms.
So that's what's confusing me with this Rams discussion with their uniforms, because it's like you said, it's like almost like they can't make up their mind. I really like, yeah, I think of Jim Everett, like the Jim Everett Rams uniforms.
Yep.
The ones that they, you know, like the light blue with the yellow numbers and the same color blue helmet, right? Like it's not like a different shade. Like, give me that. I can dig that. I think that's really good. But some of these iterations just clash. It's like, it's like somebody who's colorblind dressed them, you know, like so there's potential here. I need to know what direction we're going. I have them good. They're teetering on great if they stick with the plan that I have here, but sometimes they don't. And I don't know what foot, like it's like somebody who doesn't know anything about style dresses.
How do we feel about the name and number being different colors?
The name and number being different.
The name on the back of the uniform is in white and the number is gold or yellow.
I don't mind it.
Did you notice that their shoulder trim is actually a ram horn?
Yeah, and that might be overkill because they have that on their helmet.
Right.
Yeah, these might just be good.
Four-horned ram. They're good. They're good for me.
Yeah, they're good.
Doesn't matter how elite the player is watching or wearing them. Aaron Donald,
best player on the planet.
These are good. Which just leaves us with the Seattle Seahawks. Joe, I'll let you go first.
I don't like them, Kyle. I don't like them. They're not trash, but they're just good for me. I mean, they're just super busy. Like the multicolored stripes situation going on the shoulder pads, the weird texture in the middle of their helmet, the weird texture on their number. I have no idea what's going on the side of their pants. I mean, I appreciate like some of the uniqueness of their color scheme with like it being like a bright green, like this navy blue and like silver. Like I can roll with that, but this to me is like one of those uniforms where I felt like it was unnecessarily unique in certain situations. Now it's better than like the Walter Jones, Matt Hasselbeck, Sean Alexander.
Yeah.
You know, like it's better than that, but I don't know, man. I think this is just trying too hard, in my opinion.
I think these are great.
Oh, really?
With you. I like the color combination. A lot of the patterning things that you're talking about, they're invoking the Pacific Northwest. So they're regional. It's a regional look. You ever see like the natives and the natives to Alaska and stuff? They do the paintings of the killer whales and stuff.
I don't know a thing about that.
Let me see if my.
I mean, this might be one of those Ravens things where it's like, I hear you, I just don't like it.
Oh, yeah, here you go. The orca symbol.
Is on the Seahawks uniforms?
No, but it's like that's the artwork that they're invoking.
All right.
Copy image address. I'm going to DM this to you. I want to see if you at least pick up what I'm putting down here as I make the case for these being great. So I appreciate the homage to the local region that the patterning is calling out, the stuff going down the side of the pants that you mentioned. They actually have a bigger version of that kind of splayed into the shoulder pads a little bit. I like the logo. I think it's clean. I like the color, the uniqueness of the colors that they have. One of those similar unique brands.
Man, I kind of liked like the Cortez Kennedy, Ricky Waters Seahawks uniforms. So call me crazy on that. I'm supposed to be looking at a link, aren't I?
Yeah, that's what I was sitting here waiting for.
All right, here it is. Oh, what is that?
It's an orca. That's the native, that area, that region of the country, that's the artwork.
I hear you, but like, I don't have to have that on my football uniform.
I mean, but if you're not from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's things that are cool to like everywhere that you live, but they don't necessarily have to go on your NFL football team's uniform.
Wow. Cold and calloused. Yeah. Joe Marino.
What can I say?
Not a cultured man.
I'm not. You're the
one. Didn't know what a Florida lease is.
I don't think most people did. And maybe I'm going to get roasted for that, but
let's put a Twitter poll up.
I don't know. I called that like the Trident or something. I don't know what that thing is. Trident? I don't know.
We've gone off the rails. That's enough.
I need to say less.
Trident's what Ariel's father swam around with in The Little Mermaid, Joe.
Right.
An Aquaman. Aquaman had a trident.
What are those things that I'm a big Ninja Turtles fan, and I hate that I can't.
Oh, no.
What is that thing that Raphael had?
I couldn't tell you. This is going to be worse than anything that you just said, but I couldn't tell you which one carried what.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't know what the name of the weapon is.
Well, that'll be our homework for this weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
We've gone to 37 minutes, Joe. We were under 40. And if we didn't get distracted by the artwork of the Pacific Northeast or Northwest, we'd have been done in 34 minutes. But I digress. Hope you guys enjoyed. Let us know if you disagree, if we were disrespectful to your team. We gave your team too much credit. If you'd like to see changes. We had somebody ask for the picture of the Ravens uniform. Yeah. From yesterday, and they did not like it at all.
No, they barfed in the GIF.
We did get a white Raiders helmet.
Oh yeah, that
which
was
had
beautiful.
A lot of with a black face mask. So if you've got kind of spin-offs or anything like that, you want to send our way. We'll give them some love on Monday. Kyle Krabs with Joe Marino. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.